There's a new pilot program in South Carolina to encourage certain growing and management practices, and it's a term that I bet we've all heard in the last couple of years, and of course that is climate smart agriculture. I'm Mike Davis, and here to tell us more about it, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, for those that maybe have heard this terminology but aren't exactly up to speed on what it means, could you give us some details about what climate smart agriculture is all about?
Well, it's those practices, be it adding a crop to your crop rotation or a different way of farming, all designed to sequester more carbon. And as we told folks since the time that we really began to focus on climate change, is that agriculture is a part of the answer. Mm-hmm. And this is now a program funded by U.S. Department of Agriculture to incentivize farmers to adopt some of these practices. So, again, knowing that, agriculture is one of our ways to mitigate climate changes, now USDA is putting these programs together. They will be administered by Clemson and South Carolina State University. Last year, they were awarded a $70 million program to do just this. So it's time for this program to kick in gear.
Now, I understand there are a number of commodities that are being focused on initially. What are those?
That's right. Peanuts, forest products, trees, leafy greens, and then forages, mainly, you know, beef cow pastures and things like that are the four crops. And then the cropping methods and farming practices that will be incentivized is cover cropping, which is pretty common, maybe to increase that, reduce tillage, another relatively common practice that we do, mulching, mm-hmm. then particular trees, just faster growing trees or specific varieties, and then prescribed grazing. So again, not, you know, new, unheard of practices.
Right.
It's just more of a focused effort. Again, now with some incentives for our farmers to really look it over and be a part of the solution to the climate challenges that we might be facing.
If folks want more information about these specific commodities and these practices and climate smart ag in general in South Carolina, where can they go to get that information?
I think just what we've just been saying is climatesmartsc.org. So climatesmartsc.org, and then just fill out what your particular interest is. And again, you'll see more specific information about the commodities we just discussed. And then they can go far enough to see what sort of dollar incentives might be associated with each of these practices that we've talked about. One thing to keep in mind, the deadline is April 17. So, you know, it's just a little over a month away. So want our farmers to certainly take advantage of this.
Absolutely. ClimateSmartSC.org. And we have the link to that on our website as well at sfntoday.com. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Climate Smart in South Carolina. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.